Hey, Ron, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, sir?
Yeah, just getting started. Good.
Awesome. Well, I mean, for me, it's Friday. I know you're a business owner. Friday, Saturday doesn't really mean much because, you know, most business owners work that day, but I'm a W-2 employee, so I'm excited today. Ron, ticket Be Gone, can you just give me a little bit more details on exactly what you do?
Yeah, I'm doing land clearing. I do bush hogging.
Okay.
I've got a Harley rake, so I can take potholes out of driveways. I can smooth up yards. And after it's either cleared or bush hogged, I come back, say, a week later, and I spray it so that all the bad stuff don't grow right back.
Okay, so you're doing digging. Is that part of what you're doing as well?
No, I don't do any digging. Like if somebody's already got the yard kind of shaped, I smooth it out.
Oh, gotcha. What type of machinery do you use for that?
I've got a big skid steer.
Gotcha. Okay. Perfect. Sorry for the question. I was just trying to get a better idea on exactly, you know, what it is that's done.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. And then, Ron, are you working solo or do you have somebody working with you?
No, it's just me.
Just yourself. Okay. Gotcha. Perfect. Okay. And then one last question, Ron. I mean, at this point, are you looking to expand the business, or would you say that having a consistency flow of work coming in is probably more ideal at this point than expanding?
Yeah, I just want to be consistent. I don't want to expand it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that, because that's exactly what we do. Okay. And I appreciate you answering that. So I'm going to be quite brief with you. You know, I don't want to waste much of your time. So I think this is something that you'll definitely see quite of a benefit in. But again, if you don't, no harm, no foul. You know, I'll just go straight to it. Our company name, Ron, is Local Splash. We've been in business for 20 years now, and we are premier partners to Google. Okay. What we are offering, Ron, is to get Thicket Be Gone on that first page of Google, right? So anyone that keys in any of the keywords that you just mentioned to me, when I say keywords, it's what, you know, what you just went over, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, that saves us quite some time. I, you know, sometimes I have to go over that quite a bit and clients don't get it, but yes. So the keywords will be listed on Google. This way you will come up as one of the top recommended options on the first page in Edmonton or the surrounding cities. Do you currently have a website, Ron?
I do not.
You do not. Okay. So what we're able to do, we are able to also, here, I'll send you a sample one. We're able to create one for you, right? I mean, and we don't charge you anything extra. It's already included within our service. And then so many here. Let me just choose one to send you. I'll send you a sample site. I just text you. Let me know if you got that, Ron.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. So if you open that up, it's going to show you a sample website. It's going to say Excavators Inc. You know, I just chose a random one just to send you a sample. Right on there. Are you looking at it?
No, I hadn't opened it, but I'm working on it now.
Oh, okay. Take your time.
Yeah, it's open.
Yeah, right where it says excavator sink, obviously thicket beak on, that would be the header, right? We will talk about the company, who you are, what you do. And if you start scrolling down right where it says our services, obviously here is where we will list pictures. You know, I'm not sure if you're taking pictures of your work, but if you're not, Ron, it's probably a great idea that you do. I'm not sure if you're taking them or not, but it's always a good idea to take pictures of your work because we can upload them onto the website. All right, we will put pictures of your work, you know, what services you offer, like I said, who you are, what you do. And then you keep scrolling down. We're going to talk about the company, you know, list the hours of operations, your contact information. If you look at the right portion of it, too, you'll see a little phone and a text message symbol. Do you see those on the right portion of it?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, so we will link up the 2658 ending number. Well, your phone number, the 502. We'll link that up onto the to that little phone symbol. This way the client does not have to look you up, right? They don't have to search your number. All they have to do is click on that, and they'll be able to dial you directly, you know. Or the same thing for the text message, which works wonders, right, because now people want everything facilitated, right? So we would build the website for you. Okay, to put alongside your GBP, which is your Google Business Profile, on that first page of Google. We will also put you on social media, Ron. We'll put the company through social media on Facebook, where we will run ads for the business. Are you familiar how ads are done, Ron?
I am.
Okay, perfect. So, you know, you're going through your Facebook feed, you suddenly see... You know, you start seeing ads pop up for different categories. So that's going to be the same scenario for Thicket Be Gone, right? When people are scrolling through their feed, they will start seeing ads on their Facebook. And the way that it works, it's something just so you know, Google and Meta is formerly known as Facebook. They have a association, right? So anytime someone goes on Google and looks something up, it's retargeted right over to their Facebook page, which actually works quite well. Works, you know, great wonders. So aside from, you know, getting you on that first page of Google, building your website, getting you on social media, we also place the business on Yelp. Are you familiar with Yelp by any chance?
I am.
Okay. Yeah, we would place you on Yelp, and then we also work with Apple. I'm sure you're familiar with Apple. Right?
I don't know what media service they're doing.
Well, it's people that have iPhones, right, and are doing searches through the Safari that Apple holds.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, yeah, we would also place you on there as well. And just to cut to the chase here, Ron, like I said, anyone in the area that you – and how far are you willing to work for the customers, if you don't mind me asking? You know, how far are you willing to travel?
100 is pretty well my setoff.
100. Okay. Perfect. Okay. So anyone in the area that's, you know, searching for any of the keywords or the jobs that you do, Ron, like I said, you will come up as one of the top recommended companies. And then what we do as a company that's partnered up with Google, we allow you to have multiple keywords again. And then this is the other way that clients can find you. And here's the best portion. Since you are a company that is under a year of service, our monthly rate is actually quite affordable. It is $249 a month, Ron. That includes all the services, the website, everything that I went over with you. It's covered under those $249. The only thing that you do pay the first month is $99 for a programming charge. That covers all the programming for the services that we render. But every month with us is $249, and there's no contract attached. Right? It's simply a month-to-month service. So if you ever wanted to cancel the service, you definitely have that right. But, you know, after, I mean, obviously, if we're bringing in work and we're keeping you busy, I mean, there wouldn't be any reason for you to cancel. But if you wanted to, I mean, you have that right because this is not a contract. It's simply a month-to-month service.
It's $249 plus whatever you want to spend for promotion.
No. It's already included in that, Ron. You're talking about, like, the ads and stuff on Facebook?
Correct.
Yeah, no, it's already covered. We cover that under the $249 umbrella. The only thing that's paid, the $99, that's a programming charge the first month. Every client that jumps on board with us pays that $99. So the initial cost to jump on board with us is $348. Well, it's actually $249, but it's that $99 programming charge. And every month after, it's $249. That's a flat rate. That doesn't change. I mean, whether you get, you know, 30, 40, 50 leads, it doesn't matter to us through any of the platforms that we place you in. Doesn't matter. You, as long as you pay those $249, we continue to bring those leads into you.
Okay.
And the other thing, are you taking pictures of your work, Ron?
I am.
Okay. All right. Perfect. I only ask because when we build a website, you know, those are things that we would put on the website, and then obviously we would put those on Google as well.
I don't have pictures of land clearing so much. Basically, my majority of jobs has been just bush hogging currently.
Okay, no worries.
Pictures of that, but land clearing, I've done some jobs, but it was, you know, they just wanted a little dad here or a little dad there, so it don't make a good picture when it's, you know, still got stuff surrounding it.
Now, don't even worry, Ron. You know, if you don't have any of the land clearing, what we do is we, you know, lift them up. Obviously, we, you know, pick our IT department will get some generic ones until you're able to get some pictures into us, so it's not a big deal. I mean, they're going to make your website look, you know, very professional and as nice as possible because it's something that we want to present to clients and make it look very appetizing, obviously. Okay. And, Ron, what's your last name, if you don't mind me asking, sir?
Spillman.
Is that S-P-I-L-L-E-M-N?
M-I-N.
M-I-N.
M-A-N.
Oh, thank you. And do you have an email address, Ron?
I do.
Okay.
So
go ahead.
My last name SPILLMAN 101 at Yahoo.
Well, I haven't seen nobody use Yahoo in a while. I mean, it's not a bad thing. I just usually get Gmail for most
right.
people nowadays. Yeah. Okay. And then the 2658, I'm sorry. Is that a good number where the clients can reach you at?
Yes. Okay. If I've got signal.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know, a lot of these jobs are in places that don't.
Right, right. Understood. That's something that we can note on there. No worries. You know, maybe they can shoot you a text message if you're not answering. That way that it'll come through as soon as you get a signal. Okay. And what address do you have the business registered to, Ron?
4734.
Okay.
Mosby.
M-O-S-B-Y.
How do you
spell
that? Ridge Road.
Yes. Pulled it up. 42129. Is that correct?
For the zip, 42129?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Okay. And then what days and what time did you want it to say on Google, Ron? Because, I mean, you know, just be mindful that, you know, you're going to start, you know, seeing quite a bit of a difference now that you're on Google, on social media and stuff. So what days and what times did you want it to say that you are open for operations or available to take calls from clients?
7 to 7.
Okay. Is that Monday through Saturday, Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday?
Saturday as well. Not Sunday.
Okay, so Monday through Saturday? I'm sorry, Ron. Did you want me to post up Sunday or not Sunday?
Not Sunday.
Not Sunday. Okay. Perfect. And you said 7 a.m. to what time?
7.
7. 7 to 7. Okay. Perfect. And I'm sorry to ask the next question, but we just have to verify. Are you currently licensed and insured, Ron?
I am.
Okay. Perfect. That makes it a lot easier to get the verification process done. Okay. All right. Perfect. Do you currently have a active Facebook page for Sick and Be Gone or not yet?
I do.
You do? Okay. All right. And what is that page, Ron?
That's what it is, Sick and Be Gone.
Okay, just as it is? Okay, perfect. I mean,
then it's tied to my personal.
Okay, perfect. Now, Thicket, is it Thicket-B-Gone? Is that how it would look?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, and then the website, you don't have it, so that's the one we're creating for you. And then you do have the pictures. It does have pictures. Okay, perfect. Right. Okay, 1 second here. And preferred language, I know it's such a silly question, but, you know, we have to ask nowadays. Preferred language, English.
Correct.
Okay. Sorry for the question, brother.
No, I get it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, believe me, sometimes I follow that question with an apology because I've gotten an earful before for asking that. I'm like, what do you mean, English?
I don't understand people like this.
Yeah, you know, and it's just like, hey, man, I'm just trying to do my job, man. I'm not trying to insult anyone. And they're like, well, we're in America. I got a guy tell me that. And I said, I know, but, you know, some people... You know, they speak other languages, and we're such a diverse country.
I have traveled all over this country, and heck, there's certain places that you won't find English.
It's funny you say that, because you're not wrong at all. You know, you go into some
and
towns.
Actually, in certain parts of any major city, you know.
Yeah. Yep. You're absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. Okay. Ron, on
where's
Monday.
Yours at?
My what? Our.
Where are y'all based out of?
Southern California, right here, right next to Disneyland. Orange County, to be exact, is our corporate office.
Yeah, I used to be in LA weekly.
Really? What brought you? What took you all the way to Kentucky?
I drove a truck for 20-some-odd years.
Oh, okay.
For about 2 years, I was in L.A. every week. Then I went to Vegas for about 2 years. Then I went to Seattle for a couple of years. But, yeah.
So you just settled. So you always lived in Kentucky? I thought, I guess I misunderstood. I thought you lived in L.A. and then you end up moving to Kentucky.
No, lived in Kentucky and drove.
Oh, okay. Well, see, you've been to L.A. I mean, in L.A., I would say that more than half of our population in L.A. only speaks Spanish. You know, you can't, you know, you go to a restaurant and sometimes people are like, oh, yeah, they won't even understand what you're trying to order because they don't speak any English. Okay. Perfect. On Monday, because today is Friday, so on Monday, our IT department, Ron, they're going to give you a call. Those are the guys that are going to collect the pictures from you. Those are the guys that are going to put you on that first page of Google. And then they're going to promote your Facebook page. So we're going to run ads from your Facebook page that you already have. What time on Monday would you have about 30 minutes to spare?
Something around about like now.
About right now. Okay, perfect. All right, you are...
It's actually really early out there for you.
It is, and we start work at 7 a.m. because since we work with the entire country, you know, we start placing our calls to the East Coast, which is 10 a.m. out there, and then, of course, we work with the West Coast as well. You are at... what is it out there right now? Is it... 10:30 or 9:30 where you're at, Ron?
I'm kind of on the line. I'm at 9:30.
9:30, so you're just 2 hours ahead. Okay, perfect. So I will set you up for 7, 8. We can do either 9 or 10 a.m., Ron, whatever works best for you.
Okay. Go 9.
9, okay. Okay, submerge. Perfect. Okay, then I'm almost done here. And then you do have access to spillman101@yahoo.com because I'm going to send all the confirmations there. Correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. I do need a security question. This is anytime that you give us a call or we call you, you're going to be, you need to verify this to make sure that it's you on the phone. Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's first name. You get to choose one of those.
City born, Glasgow.
Alaska, you said?
Glasgow.
Oh, Glasgow. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that just as it sounds, G-L-A-S-S-C-O?
No, G-L-S-G-O-W.
Gotcha. Sorry for my spelling. It's probably not the best. Okay. Perfect. All right. Perfect, perfect. Okay. And then as far as the monthly payment run, how did you want to take care of that? We do take Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and Amex as forms of payment.
I got a Master.
Master, okay. That's going to start with a number 5 whenever you're ready, sir.
5509.
Okay.
4200.
Okay.
2021.
Okay.
8447.
Okay. Expiration.
Got 05 of 26.
Okay. And then the security code, which is the last 3 behind the card.
295.
295. 295, you said, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right, stand by for me, sir, while I verify this is a valid card. 1 second, please. As I'm doing that, I just got to read you our verification here, make sure everything is correct. This would be pretty brief, and then we're going to wrap it up and make sure we get the ball rolling for you on Monday. Give me 1 second here. Hey, Ron, how's Kentucky, man? Is it somewhere that would be nice to settle? Because I'm trying to get out of California. I've been looking into Texas. No, I'm telling you, man, this state, I mean, I've grown here all my life, and, you know, I'm not a big fan, man. You know, it's, you know, I got my...
I love certain aspects out there, but the political...
There you go. There you go. I was just going to say that. I was just going to say that. You know, I had my my daughter who's still... She's small, you know, and she's asking me questions, and I'm just like, oh, man, I gotta get out of Dodge, man. I'm like... You know, she's like, Dad, you know, our teacher says this and the teacher says that. And it's just like, oh, God. I was like, it's like, no
Here's
way.
Here's a really,
man.
Really cool thing from where you're at to here.
Okay.
Do you own your home?
I do. Mm-hmm.
It would sell for what?
Well, about $657.
You could come and have... a decent amount of acreage and a house, or if you just wanted a house and a lot, you could have a very nice place for half of that. So you could have a new paid off car and a good couple of hundred put in the bank off of what you've done from there. The cost of living is that much different.
That's just insane, man. That is insane. I mean,
I'm fixing to put my place on the market for probably $475,500. I've got 66 acres, and it's a log home. It's 3,500 square foot.
Hey, there's no way in the world you'll get something like that out here, man. I mean, you'd be talking millions, literally.
Right.
To get something of 66 acres. I mean, Jesus. Yeah, you know, I mean, we're paying we're right back at about $6-7 a gallon for gas. You know, it's so out of hand, man. You know, I mean,
20 some years ago when I was out there a lot, I was talking to some He was like a Mexican fella at a fast food restaurant. I'm like, where do you live? You know, how do you afford something? He's like, oh, there's like six of us that we pay for a place. I'm like, I can understand that, you know.
Well, here's the reality, Ron. My in-laws, they own apartment complexes out in close to the downtown LA area. And they are renting out one-bedroom apartments. Okay, these are one-bedroom apartments for $2,100. I mean, it's a one-bedroom apartment.
Nice, two- and three-bedroom for $1,100.
You know what? I kid you not, man. I mean, I guess at least it's worth to look into. You know, I mean, I've never thought about, you know, the middle states out there, Kentucky, all these states, because, you know, you never hear the people talking about that here in California. All you hear is, you know, oh, you should move to Arizona, Texas, which is, you know, a little bit cheaper.
I guess if I was looking to potentially move, I would look more even at Tennessee. They do not have property tax. Their sales tax is just like Kentucky's 6%, Tennessee's 7%. I had rather pay when I choose to buy something than getting forced to pay, you know, something anyhow. So
that's just insane, you know. I mean, wow. Hey, thank you for sharing that with me, Ron. I didn't mean to get off topic there. I apologize.
No, you're good.
Well, anyhow, let me get this read to you so we can move forward. Ron, before we process the payment, I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification recording. The reason for this is that we do have you on a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection for you, we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything that you don't understand, please stop me and ask me to clarify it for you. I'll be more than happy to do so. Okay. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance. Also, to outline the service agreement that you will be receiving with Local Splash, and of course, it serves as the protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of today's order, can you please state the name of the company?
Ticket Bicon.
Thank you, sir. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the business?
Rondell Spellman, owner.
Okay. I put Ron. Should I change that over to Ronald?
Nah, Ron's fine.
Ron, okay. Are you an authorized party to enter this agreement on behalf of Ticket Bicon?
I am.
Okay. Are you an authorized party on this billing account?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, Ron, we ask that you are involved in the growth of the campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised if you do get calls from other companies that is not Local Splash, this is why we provided that security question and answer, which will be your, it's going to be your password for the account, which is, I believe you said it was Blasco, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
Okay, yeah, that's going to be your security password, okay? Also, do you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails?
Yes.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash, Ron, we will be your certified marketing representatives. Do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term you're with us?
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and the account set up today, which is August 23rd, is going to be processed today in the total amount of $348. The secondary payment will not take place until September 23rd. And that's going to renew for $249. That's going to be your monthly flat rate. That rate does not change. It's a flat rate of $249. Keep in mind that this is not a contract, and you do have the right to discontinue this agreement at any time if you're not satisfied with our service. Okay. We ask that you call our customer service number, which is the 877-635-6225 number. That's the same number I send you the sample website from, so you already have that number. If you want to save it, yeah, that would be a good idea just to save that, you know, just for future references. Only thing that we ask to prevent charges from the next month's service, if you ever did want to cancel, Ron, is that you give us at least a 3-day notice. Since your billing cycle days are the 23rd, as long as you call us by the 20th of the following month, we'll be able to stop payment. Okay. And then lastly, do you understand and agree to the terms of renewing and being able to cancel the account whenever you want?
I do.
Okay. Perfect. Give me 1 second here. Just do me a favor. Make sure you don't miss that phone call at 9 a.m., Ron, on Monday. And I say that because our IT department, those guys are quite busy. And, if you do miss it, it's not a huge deal. It just slows down the process because we would have to reschedule out again. So
you
can just set a little reminder. That would be great. You're gonna be receiving emails pretty shortly because everything already is processed. You're gonna get an email that says "Welcome to Locals Flies," and you're gonna get one that says "This is your invoice." On the one that says "This is your invoice," Ron, when you open that up, there's gonna be a little link in blue. You want to open that up, and it's gonna take you where it says it's gonna say "Terms of Experience." You don't have to do this now, as long as you get it done before Monday. And then you're going to scroll to the bottom, and there's going to be 2 empty boxes. You got to click on those boxes. The first box says, "Hey, I give you guys permission to call or text me to my number whenever it's necessary." And the secondary box says, "I agree to the terms and conditions." The terms and conditions of our system is that this is not a contract, that it's a month-to-month service at $249, and that you're able to terminate the service at any time if you're not satisfied with what we're doing. Okay, and then right under that, it's going to ask you to type in your name. You have to type it in just the way I put it on the system, which is just Ron, R-O-N, and then Spillman, S-P-I-L-L-M-A-N. And then once you hit confirm, right on the bottom, it's going to be like a little orange box. That's going to send it over to our IT guys. So on Monday, when they open up their system, they're going to see that you're ready to go. So try to get that done before Monday. If for whatever reason you're not able to get that done, let them know on Monday when they call, and they'll walk you step by step on how to do it. It's quite simple. Okay. Then also, you're going to get an invitation. I'm working on that right now. You're going to get an invitation from me, from Local Splash, I should say, from our company, to the appointment for Monday, 9 a.m. Okay. It's just going to be an invite to say, "Hey, you have an appointment with us, 9 a.m. It's going to be like a reminder. And let me be the first one to welcome you on board with our family here at Local Splash, Ron. We look forward of the relationship between us and Thick and Be Gone to be a long-term one, right? We appreciate you giving us the opportunity to show you what we are able to do as a company for Thick and Be Gone.
Appreciate
it. Yep. No, I appreciate you, Ron. If there's no other questions or anything that, you like me to answer, or here, let me also send you my number just so you can have that for reference. Let me know if you received it. I'll send you my personal extension there as well, so you can feel free to reach out to me if you ever had any questions or concerns. I just text that over. My name is Mario. It's going to have my number, which is the 877 number, but then my personal extension is attached to there. Let me know if you got it. Yeah. Did you receive it?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. Okay. Perfect, Ron. Then we're all set here. We will get the ball rolling on Monday, 9 a.m. You'll get that call from our IT operation guys. And again, welcome to Local Splash, Ron. And, we look forward to working with you, sir.
Well, look forward to Monday.
You got it, brother. You take care now, Ron. And thanks for the inputs. Again, I'm sorry I got off track there. I'm really considering to get the hell out of Dodge here, man. If I'm able to share some political views with you, I would. But if you call Monday and ask for me, I probably won't be here if I do that.
No, there's just there's crap in every play center.
There is.
Some places
there is,
just
but,
have
you know,
some extra.
Yeah, man. And when you start going to grocery stores and restaurants, and there's more than one option for restrooms, where it's one for boys and one for girls, and you're like, okay, this is definitely, it's, again, I don't want to get much into that.
That's what they want to do with an adult person. That's one thing. when they
there you go. I'm 100. Remember when I told you in the beginning that my daughter came home and was asking questions? That's exactly what I'm think, you know, referring to is that, hey, you can do that with me. I'm a person that's able to, you know, make my decisions and decide what, you know, what I feel, what's right and what's wrong. But when you are infiltrating or you're, you know, setting our children up and letting them know, hey, this is perfectly fine. You know, if you feel that you want to be a monkey, there's no problem with that, you know, and it's like,
the only solution I have came up with to show the people their level of ignorance, and it creates such drama real quick, is so in certain settings, I tell them I'm a black female lesbian. Prove to me I'm not. You know?
Right.
You tell my kid that they can be a cat.
Right.
So,
right.
You know.
Right.
I want
yep.
all the perks that comes with being a black female lesbian. You know, there's
right.
loans and all kinds of stuff, and I want that.
Yeah.
And well, you can't have that. You don't. Why not? You know? And that's the only way to show certain people the level of their own ignorance.
You're absolutely correct. I mean, you couldn't be more on the money there, man. That's actually it's quite a...
they will get curious with you, but it's their own logic.
Correct. 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 Yep. I mean, like I said, I mean, you're... that's actually quite good. You know, but you're right. I mean, then you get people that are upset. They don't like that, you know, that portion of things. I mean, but again, I mean... You put it right on the, you hit the nail right on the head, man.
On the still, you sent an email. I'm in it. I checked the two boxes. I put my name in the little deal at the bottom.
But yeah, yeah. Are you on it? Are you on it now? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. When it says confirm, what's happening? It should take you to another. Oh, it's not taking it? It didn't take you to another screen that says it's asking you for, like, password credentials?
Nope. You just click, and I don't.
Are you putting your name? Do you see your name on there right on the top? Do you see how your name is spelled exactly? Are you putting it exactly that way?
Go back to the top one.
Your name is going to be right above that box where you're typing your name, and it has to be exactly that way. Capital R-O-N space. Capital S-P-I-L-L-M-A-N.
My name is not above the box, but...
Okay, so your name could be somewhere on there where your phone number and those two boxes
okay.
are somewhere.
I put in Ron Dole, and it was in as Ron. It took it then.
Okay, here, let me double check we have it. Bear with me 1 second. I should ask you for, like, password credentials or your dashboard credentials, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Yeah. So if that's asking you for that, means it's completed. Hold on 1 second with me here. Yep, it's completed, Ron. So you're ready to go on Monday. When you actually saved about 20 minutes on the phone on Monday, because then... they have to go over all that stuff with you on Monday. So you're set to go, brother. Again, Ron, it's a pleasure speaking with you, man.
Invalid credential for...
No, you're going to get the credentials on Monday.
Okay.
Yeah, don't try to type anything in because the IT guys are going to give you that stuff on Monday.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well,
yes, I will. And again... thank you for sharing, you know, some of your, you know, your thoughts. And I'm sorry if I was sitting here picking your brain, man. I know we were dealing with getting your company on Google, but I took advantage of, you know, picking your brain there for a bit. And again, you know, thank you very much and welcome to the company, brother. We'll be in touch with you Monday, 9 a.m.
Get you there. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one now. Bye-bye.